Welcome to Soldiers After Dark. This is Soldier Ant, Brother Anthony, and I'm a bold believer in Jesus, not ashamed of the gospel. I'm sitting out here on Tully Road in Modesto, California, with my fellow soldiers and my brothers and a couple members of some other churches. And we're out here in front of Friendly Tabernacle Church, just setting up a fellowship booth and a prayer booth, offering prayer and fellowship, man. For anyone who sees these signs out here and it says free prayer, if they could just grab a hold of it and just run with it and remember a time in their life where you know, their grandmother prayed with them, their father, their grandfather, somebody, you know. That's what we're all about. We're just all about fellowship, prayer, and giving you a word that you can grab on with and just run with it, you know. So we're just out here fellowshipping and having some coffee, and the Lord will bring them, you know. And I'm going to bring my brother Johnny on board here, and he's going to tell you what Friendly Tabernacle is all about.
How's everybody doing, man? This is Johnny Talamante. We're right here with Soldiers of the Cross at Friendly Tabernacle at 1225 Tully Road. You know, we got prayer going on. You know, if anybody's dealing with anything, going through anything, man, come on out and get some prayer. Come fellowship with us, you know, and just get closer to God. You know, especially, you know, it's Tuesday. I'm sure you're just sitting at home chilling. So get out here so we can pray for you. And, man, just get you right, because there's a peace God can give you that nothing in this world that'll ever give you. Not a woman, not a man, not money, not drugs, anything. God will give you this peace and show you this love that's incredible, man. You have to see it and feel it for yourself, man. So come out here. I'm going to be out here. We're going to be out here on Tuesdays, man. Come out here and get some prayer, man. Come have some coffee and fellowship with us. God bless everybody, and have a wonderful night.
Amen, amen. That's my brother Johnny. He's out here at Friendly Tabernacle. He's a member of Soldiers of the Cross, one of my fellow soldiers. And we're just setting up this booth out here and offering prayer and fellowship for whoever wants to come along and get that peace, as Johnny was saying. That peace that surpasses all understanding. That peace that's going to guard your heart and in your mind in Christ Jesus, man. I was at the local gospel mission today and just giving them a word and talking about self-control. And I was telling them, man, you know, as men, I could think of some times in my life when I could have used this self-control, you know. We're out here on the street, so it gets a little loud. But as I was saying, there was some times in my life where I know I could have used self-control, right? When I was on drugs or just these wrong decisions, you know, that I knew better. But I want to talk about the times when I could just shut my mouth, you know, and learn and listen instead of thinking that I know everything, arguing with my wife or arguing with a brother or somebody, you know. Like, let's just sit, use self-control. Let me see. I'm in the book of Proverbs, chapter 25, verse 28. I just want to give you guys a little nugget here, a little script. Proverbs 25, verse 28. This is the ESV. It says, "A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls." Again, Proverbs 25, verse 28. A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. So let us just meditate on that for a moment. What do walls do? They either keep someone in or keep someone out. So it's saying here, a man, and let's just change that, because it's talking about mankind. So let us say people. People without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. So it leaves you vulnerable, right? When we don't have, like, the border, we have walls around our country, right? And once those walls are broken down and broken into, then it leaves us vulnerable for the enemy or anybody to come on in, right? So when we lack self-control, this wisdom here is saying our walls are left broken down. Like Joshua, what happened to the walls of Jericho? They crumbled, and that allowed Joshua and Israel to go in and plunder. So when we have no self-control, when we let other things rule over our life as passions, our desires, things that we want, our flesh, when we let that rule over us, we lack self-control. We're vulnerable. We're left open for the enemy to come and tempt us and give in to these temptations, give in to our desires. They could be either good or bad, right? Even if you want to do something good, you want to give a good word, maybe it wasn't for that moment. Maybe it wasn't for that time, right? Johnny, come here.
Yes, sir.
I just read to the people, a man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. Proverbs 25:28. What comes to your mind when you think of that?
I think about that. A man without self-control is like a city broken into without walls. Pretty much, a man without self-control, man, just anything's going to trigger him. He gets angry. He gets mad, you know, be fighting. It's pretty much you're in a city and there's nothing to control you. Once you get angry and you start getting in your feelings, you don't got God in you, and you start doing the devil's work. A man without self-control is like a city broken into, left without walls. So imagine the city getting broken into, and when they go in there to break, there's nothing to protect those walls surrounding. That's like, yeah, there you go. Perfect way to say it. Well said. I would think, too, is just when you don't got the Holy Spirit and you ain't got God in you. Like for me, I used to have anger problems bad, bro, and when I didn't know God and I was easily getting triggered, I would get triggered in traffic driving. You know, I'd be triggered waiting in line at Walmart. And I'm like, man, little things like that. But once I got to know God, now people be flipping me off in traffic. And I'm like, hey, whatever. I'll pray for you, brother. You know what I mean? I laugh at it instead of getting angry. But that's God in me. That's the Holy Spirit. You know, when temptations or anger arises, doesn't mean I don't get angry. But now when I do get angry, God fills me with the Holy Spirit and I make the right decision. And it's a blessing, brother.
Amen. 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 Perfectly said.
You see that?
Perfect. Same thing, bro. That's what I was just explaining to them, that we're left vulnerable. Because now our walls are broken into and it allows the enemy to come in. And like you were saying, get us angry. Get us, because I'm not here to tell you guys how to feel. I'm not here to tell you what to think. I'm just here to say, hear me out. You know what I mean? Like, just hear what I've done in my life to overcome these situations and these problems, man. That's all we're here for. That's all we're doing, is walking alongside of you and just explaining the scriptures the best way we know how, the best way we can.
I made a lot of bad decisions, bro. Angry, mad, and not thinking about it. And I end up in prison. I end up in jail, end up fighting with my wife, end up just being a bad dude. But once you get, you know God, and you get filled with his presence, when a problem arises and it's something like that, you're going to get filled with the Spirit, and your reaction is going to be totally different. That's why prayer and everything's good.
Amen.
Faith.
Because when we're doing that, we're empowered by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes and gives us power to have self-control, to have patience. I mean, as men, that's real hard. You know what I mean?
Oh, big time.
Big time, dude. Like,
I would have trouble standing on hand, like, oh, you're in this place.
Yeah, then.
That was the devil, though. I would just be angry and mad, like, who can't I sit there and wait in line? Now I'm just I laugh about it. Like, oh, you ain't going to get me today. I'll wait in line or I'll be in traffic. Like, the other day, I got flipped off. What I did, I waved at him. Have a good day, brother. And to myself, secretly, I prayed for him. Didn't know who he was, you know what I mean? But before it flipped me off, I would have pulled up on him, flipped him off, and made a big old scene and put myself in danger for nothing.
Right. And then, like you were saying, you're able to work through that problem because of the Holy Spirit. You're able to have self-control, you know what I mean? Because if that was the case, and you did pull up on that dude, and who knows what would have happened? You know what I mean? They could have a gun.
Most of the time they have a gun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No one's fighting no more. They want to shoot.
That's for sure, man.
People realize, like, when you find God and you seek His face and you're getting closer to Him, everything's not just going to be perfect. You're not going to have problems. The thing is, though, is God, when a problem comes, He's going to show you and teach you how to get through it.
Amen. It's grace through faith. Grace through faith. Now God gives us that grace, and now His Holy Spirit powers us to walk through it, to walk through our situations, to walk through our problems. And, man, as a man, huh? Well, I'm just recording.
How do you like it? You feeling good?
Yeah, I feel good, man. But, we're going, man. We're not stopping.
Hey, any Tuesdays available?
Oh, really?
Every Tuesday, if you guys want.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to be here Tuesday.
Are you?
All right. So we'll leave this open for us, like what we're doing now, for something Bible study.
So every Tuesday you're going to do Bible study there?
I'm going to open at 5 until 2 in the morning if we have to.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If we have to go all night, nothing's
going to stop. Nothing's going to stop it. Amen. Amen. Let's do it.
Expect fellowship, groups, prayer. Every Tuesday at Friendly Tabernacle, 1225 Tolley Road, we're going to be having free prayer. We're going to have fellowship. Next week, I plan on doing, as a group, and God willing, we're going to do free tacos and just get it going, man, because we really want you guys to get out here and find God, because it's a peace you'll have and a happiness and a joy you won't get from the world. I promise you that. And if you don't know God and you want to get close, give it a try. Try it. You tried everything else in life. Try giving God a try. You watch how He changes your life dramatically for the better. It'll be the best decision you'll ever make in your life. You'll be a better husband, a better wife, a better dad, a better friend, a better brother, sister, whatever it is. Get right with God and you watch how He changes your life.
Amen, amen, amen. Just give God a try. We've tried everything else. Right? What's it gonna cost you? What's it gonna cost you? Right? Let's just
non-believer the other day, and I was like, "Hey, I go, you don't believe? I go, so what happens when you pass away and you realize it is all real and it really all true? What is your excuse? I go, why don't you just try and like give yourself to God and believe it? And if you really don't, say, hey, God, I'm having trouble believing. You show me, fill me with your holy presence, fill me with the Holy Spirit, and God will do that." So you get right with Him, man, and start serving Him. And every day you'll wake up, you'll start thinking about Him and put Him first. And your work life will be better. Your marriage will be better. Your life will be a lot better. It's not going to be perfect, but God's going to show you how to get through every single day. He's been doing it for all of us.
Amen. And I know I can testify to that for sure.
Right here, bro, just what you've been through. This man's not even supposed to be even here speaking to me right now. But God had better plans for him. God has a plan for all of us, but you just have to seek His face and believe and have faith. My brother right here was in a motorcycle accident. He's supposed to be dead, but God said, no, not on my watch. You know what I mean? That's all.
That's it, bro. You know what I mean? That was my brother Johnny, and we're just out here, man, soldiers after dark, fellowshipping and bringing you guys the word and offering prayer and just discipleship, man. Come out here and seek His face. Like my brother Johnny was saying, you're going to get that peace that's going to surpass all understanding. That peace is, yeah, we shouldn't worry. We should have good judgment. But a true believer is not going to stress out, because we can't add another minute to our life, right? So let us just be in the moment and fellowship with the Lord, man. Allow His Holy Spirit to be at work in your life, setting you apart and bringing you good fruit. When you have the Spirit of God inside of you, you're going to do good things, and it's going to make you feel good. You do good, you feel good. Well, that concludes episode 2 of Soldiers After Dark, and I think I'm going to be sticking in Proverbs for a while. We're going to do a little 6-week words of wisdom from Proverbs and see what it leads to. Y'all have a good one.